I'm Dave Daniels, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com, the brand new news website for St. Charles County and the Metro West. A tense standoff in St. Charles County ended Friday evening with a man shot by the police. The situation began around 7 p.m. when officers were called to Summertime Drive for a man in mental health crisis threatening to shoot first responders and himself. The 45-year-old man, armed with multiple weapons, including a rifle, locked himself in a car. After failed negotiations, SWAT officers moved in, and the man allegedly made a threatening move towards him, prompting officers to fire. The man, who is in critical but stable condition, was taken to the hospital, and the incident is under investigation. This week, St. Charles County and the Metro West are facing two key weather concerns: extremely cold temperatures and accumulating snow. On Monday, light snow is expected north of I-70 with less than an inch of accumulation. The bigger storm will arrive Tuesday into Wednesday, bringing all snow due to the cold temperatures. Snow is expected to begin Tuesday morning and intensify later in the day, lasting into early Wednesday. While snowfall totals vary, the highest amounts are predicted in south-central Missouri. The forecast remains uncertain, and the storm's exact path will be clear in the upcoming days. The City of O'Fallon is preparing to launch its new single-stream recycling pilot programming on March 4th for residents with Tuesday trash pickup. The new 96-gallon recycling carts are arriving ahead of schedule, and city residents can expect to receive theirs soon. Along with the cart's postcard, will arrive in the mail detailing the programming, and each cart will feature a guide on what can and cannot be recycled. As the program expands, more residents will be added. For updates, residents are encouraged to follow O'Fallon social media, visit their website, or sign up for the weekly e-newsletter. At the O'Fallon City Council meeting on February the 13th, Mayor Bill Hennessy led a moment of silence to honor Ron Epps, who passed away on February the 1st at the age of 50 after a battle of pancreatic cancer. Epps served as Planning and Zoning Commissioner for 6 years and as a City Council member for Ward 1 from 2023 until his passing. Mayor Hennessy expressed condolences, asking everyone to reflect and keep Epps' family in their thoughts and prayers. The deadline is quickly approaching for filing personal property assessments in St. Charles County. Completed assessment forms are due to the assessor by March 1st. Filing the assessment online is quick and easy and takes only a few minutes. The address to file the assessments is sccbo.org/assessor. I'm Dave Daniels, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com, the brand new St. Charles County news website.